And the basement down here, when I go down the foot of the steps, I've got another nice big storage room. And then I have a full basement.
Mm-hmm.
I have lots of storage.
Well, would you call the storage off of the kitchen?
Oh, I would. It's not a pantry.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a pantry. I have a utility cabinet there that I keep my little carpet sweeper and broom
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you have a term in general for the kind of stuff that you would keep in the basement, or just old things that you weren't using anymore, or something like that?
Well, I do a lot of bottoming chairs of all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
And so I keep, when I find, well, I go to the garbage piles and find me some chairs, put those in there, and put the lawnmower in there, and the wheelbarrow, and the rakes, and the yard equipment, and things of that nature.
Okay.
Ladder.
How about up in the top of the house?
I have nothing overhead.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got too much other spaces. I have nothing overhead.
Now, what about the house that you grew up in? What was that like?
Oh, it was really an old-fashioned country house. There again, had no closets. And, of course, wooden plank floors. And wooden doors, and no glass doors. It was an upstairs, we had an upstairs part to it. And the door that went from the den, or the dining room rather, up the stairs, had a little wooden door that shut with a little piece of wood nailed on here, and it would turn crossways to act as a shutter, to hold it shut.
Oh, uh-huh.
Turn it up and your door would open. And an outdoor privy.
Mm-hmm.
We farmed. We didn't have a big farm, but our family worked the farm. We didn't have to hire work done because we didn't have that much. But
mm-hmm.
we picked cotton, we hoed cotton, we grew all of our, everything we ate, we grew and preserved it, such as beef, pork, all kinds of vegetables and fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And we would preserve jelly or preserves or canned whatever. Never had freezers.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a couple of cows and had lots of milk and butter.
Did you make your own butter?
Yes.
You remember
yes,
how they did that?
I milked a cow every morning before I went to school and every night.
Mm-hmm.
And when she gave birth to a calf, my daddy gave me the calf. So the calf grew to be a pretty good size calf. And when I graduated from high school, I was able to sell my calf and buy my classroom ring and do all this on my own, which I thought I was real independent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did you ever make cheese?
No.
They didn't
cheese.
Do that. Okay. How was the butter made?
Oh, the butter was, the milk would be allowed to clabber.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would churn until the butter
formed. It'd be like a
thick. Kept forming in little particles until, first thing you know, the little particles would come together in lumps, and you kept churning until it would all come together in one lump.
Mm-hmm.
And you would take it out and work it in a bowl, and you work the milk part out, press it,
oh,
and you
uh-huh.
put in a little bit of salt as you worked, and then put it into a mold, a little wooden mold that had a little print here in the bottom, and you'd pack your butter down in here with them, stamp it down. Then you turn it out on your bowl. It's really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. You know, that was something that a friend of mine was principal of the elementary school here in Williamson for a while. And she had come up with the cutest ideas. One day she wanted to do something, she called it Days of Yesteryear.
Mm-hmm.